I always wanted to go into the Marine Corps, but I wasn't ready to do it. But when I was like 17 and a half, my friend and I, we got locked up for stealing cars. And when we went to trial, there was this judge, and he basically said, I see you have a string of juvenile offenses. He said, this offense is not juvenile. This is grand theft auto. You're over 17. He said, you could really do some prison time. He said, on the other hand, I see in the back of the courtroom we have Gunnery Sergeant Dean. You might want to go talk to him for about a half an hour and then come back and talk to me. So I remember asking the judge, what should I talk to him about? He says, I think that Gunnery Sergeant Dean might make you an offer. And I guess this was long before the Godfather films, but I guess the gunny made me an offer I couldn't refuse, which was basically, if I enlisted in the Marine Corps, he would go back and see the judge and all this stuff would disappear. So that's how I came into the Marine Corps. It's good. It's good. So I went over the first time from the Philippines with the 1st Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment, aboard a ship, the USS Princeton, which was a landing platform for helicopters. And the idea was that we were going to land in Vietnam in waves by helicopter. We had practiced these things. We had hot weather training in the Philippines. We spent a month aboard the ship. You know, this was John Wayne territory. This was something else. So there was actually an operation that was going to take place in the Mekong Delta called Operation Jackstay. You'd be on the landing deck in various places. The helicopters would be there. You would load up with your wave. You would go in. The choppers would come back. The next wave would go on. So I was with an 81-millimeter mortar company, and we were going to be in the third wave. And I was sitting full pack with all the equipment with a dear friend of mine who is now not with us anymore. He's a casualty of war. And he and I were sitting there, and we were smoking a joint. And this was it. We were talking about, this is going to be great. We're going to get in there, finally. So the first wave went off. Choppers came back. The second wave went off. The choppers came back. But they held us up, the third wave, from getting on. And they started unloading things. I didn't know exactly what they were. And I says to Butch, what is this? What are they taking off? So he says to me, he says, those are body bags. I said, they're what? He says, body bags. He said, this is a war we in. I said, so you're already being killed? And he says, what did you think this was? I said, I don't know, man. I didn't give it a lot of thought. You know, I said, give me another joint. You know, he said, we don't have time. I said, damn. So that was the first I knew this was a real war. That people I saw in the morning had coffee with, now they're coming back in bags already. This is 2 hours later. I don't know. I just didn't expect it would be so quick. How are they already dead? I mean, they just left. But it was like, I was not coming back in any body bag. I'd kill me some motherfuckers in a minute before they're going to bag me. So that was it. And now I was in the Mekong Delta. Yeah.